"It is indeed contrary to custom," said Ajatasattu, "that a Brahmin should go to a Kshatriya for instruction. But come, I will in truth teach you about Brahman." And he arose and took him by the hand, and the two, walking together, came up to a man who was in deep sleep. They called him by different names, such as, "You great man dressed in whiteness, Usoma the king." But he did not rise. Then Ajatasattu shook him with his hand, and he awoke. "When this man was asleep," said Ajatasattu, "where had his consciousness gone? And when he awoke, wherefrom did it return?" But Gargia did not know. Then spoke Ajatasattu, "When a man is asleep, his soul takes the consciousness of the several senses and goes to rest with them on the Supreme Spirit who is in the human heart. When all the senses are quiet, the man is said to be asleep. Then the soul holds the powers of life, breath, voice, eye, ear, and mind, and they rest in quietness. When the soul is in the land of dreams, then all the worlds belong to the soul. A man can be a great king or a great Brahmin, and live in conditions high or low. And even as a great king of this earth takes his attendant with him and goes about his dominions wherever he desires, so the soul of man takes the powers of life with him and wanders in the land of dreams according to his desires. When a man is in deep sleep and all consciousness is gone through the 72,000 little channels which lead to the center of the heart from its circumference, then the soul rests in the covering around the heart. And as a prince or a king or a great Brahmin might find the peace of a fullness of joy, so the soul of man has now found peace. Even as airy threads come from a spider, or small sparks come from a fire, so from Atman, the spirit in man, come all the powers of life, all the worlds, all the gods, all beings. To know the Atman is to know the mystery of the Upanishads, the truth of truth. The powers of life are truth, and their truth is Atman, the spirit. Maitreyi said one day, Yajnavalkya, to his wife, "I am going to leave this present life and retire to a life of meditation. Let me settle my possessions upon you and Katyayani." "If all the earth filled with riches belonged to me, O my lord," said Maitreyi, "should I thereby attain life eternal?" "Certainly not," said Yajnavalkya. "Your life would only be as is the life of wealthy people. In wealth there is no hope of life eternal." Maitreyi said, "What should I then do with possessions that cannot give me life eternal? Give me instead your knowledge, O my lord." On hearing this, Yajnavalkya exclaimed, "Dear you are to me, beloved, and dear are the words you say. Come, sit down, and I will teach. But hear my words with deep attention." Then spoke Yajnavalkya, "In truth, it is not for the love of a husband that a husband is dear, but for the love of the soul in the husband that a husband is dear. It is not for the love of a wife that a wife is dear, but for the love of the soul in the wife that the wife is dear. It is not for the love of children that children are dear, but for the love of the soul in children that children are dear. It is not for the love of riches that riches are dear, but for the love of the soul in riches that riches are dear. It is not for the love of religion that religion is dear, but for the love of the soul in religion that religion is dear. It is not for the love of power that power is dear, but for the love of the soul in power that power is dear. It is not for the love of the heavens that the heavens are dear, but for the love of the soul in the heavens that the heavens are dear. It is not for the love of the gods that the gods are dear, but for the love of the soul in the gods that the gods are dear. It is not for the love of creatures that creatures are dear, but for the love of the soul in creatures that creatures are dear. It is not for the love of the all that the all is dear, but for the love of the soul in the all that the all is dear. It is the soul, the spirit, the self that must be seen and be heard and have our thoughts and meditation. O Maitri, when the soul is seen and heard,